This is the Keto Handbook, written by Dr. Reginald Vance, read for you by Marco Bianchi. Introduction. The first time a patient cried in my office about food, she was 61 years old and weighed 230 pounds. Her name was Delia. She had been told, gently, by 3 different doctors over 15 years, that she needed to lose weight. She had tried. Lord, had she tried? Lord, had she tried? Weight Watchers, Slim Fast, Atkins, twice, the grapefruit thing, juicing, Whole 30, some app her daughter put on her phone. She had lost 20 pounds, gained back 30, lost 40, gained back 50. By the time she sat across from me, her A1C was 7.8, her knees hurt, and she was on 3 medications for blood pressure. She wasn't crying because she'd failed. She was crying because she'd succeeded on a low-carb plan for 9 months and gained it all back in 4. I want to start the book here because Delia is the reason I wrote it. I am an obesity medicine physician. I trained in internal medicine first, then did a fellowship in obesity care, and for the last 20 years I have spent most of my clinical hours talking to people about food, weight, metabolic disease, and the often miserable gap between what we tell patients to do and what they can actually do. I have prescribed a ketogenic diet to thousands of patients. I have seen it transform some lives. I have watched it backfire on others. I have, over and over again, seen the same patterns. The people for whom keto is a quiet miracle, the people for whom it's a useful tool, the people for whom it's the wrong tool entirely, and the people who do everything right and still cannot make it stick because their life will not let them. Delia, by the way, is fine now. She is not on keto. She is on a modified Mediterranean pattern with intermittent low-carb stretches, and she has held a 40-pound loss for 6 years. We got there together, slowly, and the path was nothing like what either of us thought it would be when she walked into my office that first morning. This book is for the people in between the loud voices. On one side, you have keto influencers who will tell you that bread is poison and that one cookie will undo a month of work. On the other side, you have well-meaning dietitians and physicians who will tell you that keto is dangerous, unsustainable, and nutritionally bankrupt. Both of those camps are wrong, and both of them are talking past the actual human being who's reading this. The truth, as usual, is more interesting and less marketable. Here is what I believe after 2 decades of doing this work. A well-formulated ketogenic diet is one of the most effective tools in the modern metabolic toolkit. It is not the only tool. It is not the right tool for everyone. It is not magic. It has real benefits and real costs. And the costs are often not the ones the loudest people are warning about. Most of the people who try keto fail at it. Not because keto doesn't work, but because nobody told them the unglamorous parts. This book is the unglamorous parts. A few things to know before we go further. First, I will not sell you anything. I do not have a supplement line. I do not have a meal delivery service. I do not have an affiliate code. I have a clinic, a salary, and a strong opinion that the supplement industrial complex has done more harm than good in this space. If a chapter mentions a supplement, I'll tell you the evidence, and I'll tell you when it's a waste of your money. Second, I will be honest about what we don't know. There is a lot in nutrition science that is genuinely uncertain. You can find a study to support almost any position you want to take. I will try to tell you when the evidence is strong, when it is weak, and when it is mostly noise. I would rather you finish this book with appropriate uncertainty than with false confidence. Third, the patient stories in here are composites. The clinical situations are real because they are common. Most of my patients will recognize pieces of themselves somewhere in these pages. None of them will recognize themselves whole because I have changed names, ages, jobs, family situations, and the order of events. The point of the stories is to show you what keto actually looks like in practice, not to make a case study of any individual person. Fourth, this book is for adults considering keto, adults already on keto, and adults trying to figure out whether to stay on keto. If you have type 1 diabetes, an eating disorder history, are pregnant, or are managing a serious medical condition, you need a clinician walking alongside you for any major dietary change, including this one. The book will give you good information. It will not give you a personalized plan. Here is how the book is organized. The first few chapters lay out what keto is, what the science